Shalom, shalom, kids of all ages. This is Dr. Akiva Gamlil of B'nai Noach Torah Institute and Ruach HaOr Audiovisual Learning Library. Welcome. We're in Stories of HaTorah for Kids of All Ages. And our story is entitled, A Taste of HaShemayim, A Taste of the Heavens. And our story is in the loving memory of a dear friend of Dr. Akiva Gamlil's, Jimmy Reeves. May he rest in peace. Rava was a great Talmud scholar. He was born in Mahoza and established an academy there. And when Abaya died, he became the head of the academy at Blombetta. Rava was born sometime after 4,000 years from creation. He became the head of the yeshiva at Blombetta in about 4,058 years from creation, and was the head of that yeshiva until 4,080 years from creation. During a number of those years, Blombetta was the leading yeshiva during the Amara. It is also interesting to note that a number of the halakhic decisions given by Rava during this time are recorded in the Talmud, and we still observe the same halakhic decisions that Rava made almost 1,700 years ago. It's 67 today, so probably almost 1,700 years ago. There is a story related to us in the Talmud and Avodah Zarah 65a about Rava. Rava lived in a very difficult, troublesome time, and the Talmud relates that Rava brought a gift to a certain non-Jew named Barshishka. And as it happens, Rava came to Barshishka on a certain pagan holiday where most pagans would be in an idolatrous house where they worshipped idols, God forbid. However, Barshishka was not known to worship idols. When Rava came to Barshishka, he found him sitting in a bathhouse covered up to his neck in rose petals. And in that bathhouse were naked women who were harlots. These were women who were promiscuous. Rava found Barshishka having pleasure with these promiscuous women. When Rava entered this bathhouse and observed what was going on with Barshishka, Barshishka asked a question of Rava. He asked him, "Do you have this type of pleasure in the world to come?" Rava responded to him saying, "Our pleasure, which is the pleasure that we will receive in the next life, in the world to come, is much better than this." Of course, Barshishka was referring to physical pleasures, and Rava was referring to spiritual pleasures. Now, sometimes understanding pleasure is a little difficult, so let me try to offer a couple of examples, kids of all ages. Now, for all those kids that are retired kids, playing golf might be considered a pleasure that one would physically enjoy. For those kids that are parents, having a nice bicycle ride out in the countryside or a nice picnic might be considered a nice pleasure. For those kids who are in their teen years, oh my, possibly listening to certain types of music might be considered a very nice pleasure. For those who are youngsters, possibly playing a video game might be considered a pleasure. Some individuals consider watching television a pleasure, or going to the movies a pleasure, or riding on their new bicycle or motorcycle or large big pick-em-up truck, okay, or in their luxury sedan, okay. These are all described as physical pleasures. And the Talmud, in this particular story, relates physical pleasures to one of Yitzhak and Rivka's son. It was Esav. Esav indulged himself in physical pleasures. In fact, Esav indulged himself so much in physical pleasures that he stopped learning Torah right after his grandfather Avram Avinu died. He had all types of pleasures that he enjoyed, and the Torah draws a clear distinction between Esav and Yaakov. And our story here teaches us that Yitzhak's and Rivka's son Yaakov, Yisrael, his pleasure was spiritual. He loved to go to the school of Shimon Ever and study about Torah. He wanted so much to please the Creator of the universe, and he wanted so much to let the Creator of the universe know that he loved him. So Yaakov enjoyed spiritual pleasure, the spiritual pleasure of learning with a very, very wise sage, such as Ever. Yaakov enjoyed the pleasure of saying tefillah, prayers. Yaakov enjoyed the pleasure of telling God that he loved him. Yaakov enjoyed the pleasure of being just and fair and honest and doing good deeds and helping others. So we find the descendants of Esav, which would include Barshishka, indulging themselves in passions and in pleasures in this world to the fullest extent. God help us all. And then we find those that are like Yaakov. Maybe they're not descendants specifically of Yaakov, but they are spiritually identifying with Yaakov. And they indulge themselves in pleasures that are spiritual pleasures of prayer and worship and meditation and loving God and following His commands, His mitzvot in HaTorah. Whether they're a B'nai Noachite and follow the seven commands that equal 66, or they're a B'nai Yisrael that follow the ten commands that equal 613. They take such great pleasure in pleasing God. It's a little bit like if we want our mother and our father to be really, really happy with us, we do things to make them happy. And it's really important that we relate to the pleasure that is spiritual pleasure, making our Creator happy. Well, Barshishka was indulging in physical pleasures, and Rava was speaking about pleasures in the life to come that were spiritual pleasures when one lives with the Creator of the universe in the Hashemayim, in Gan Eden, in heaven. So we see Rava speaking about the pleasure that we are going to indulge in spiritually when we're with the Creator, but that we can also enjoy and indulge in that spiritual pleasure here on earth. And that is such incredible, great respect and fear and awe of the Creator. Let me try and offer an example of what this might be like. Oh, kids of all ages, we all can remember there was someone that we just really, really, really liked a lot. We just thought so much of that person. It might be a grandfather. It might be a grandmother. It might be an uncle. It might be someone who attends our shul. But there was, and there is, an individual that we would think so much about. We just wanted to be around them all the time. It was wonderful and fun to hang out with them and to listen to what they had to say. Well, if we just turn this slightly, it's so wonderful to listen to the Creator of the universe. It's so wonderful to be around the Creator of the universe. It's so cool to listen to the words that the Creator spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai. Oh, it's so wonderful to be able to just study the words that Moshe taught Bnei Yisrael, the children of Israel, that God, that Hashem, spoke to Moshe on Har Sinai. This is the type of closeness. This is the type of experience we can indulge in this world, and that we'll be able to indulge in the world to come. This is a taste of heaven. Now, as we return to the story of Barshishka and Rava, remember, Rava said to Barshishka, "You have to answer to your monarch. You have to answer to your ruler, to your king." Barshishka objected to Rava's comment. "We will not have the rule of the monarch on us." And wouldn't you know it, while they were there talking, an emissary from the monarch arrived and immediately summoned Barshishka to come to him. So it proved that Rava was correct, that the pleasure that he was indulging in, the physical pleasure that he was indulging in, kids of all ages, could be interrupted. And what Rava was saying is that when we arrive in the Hashemayim, in Gan Eden, in the heavens, and when we live with the Creator of the universe, our spiritual pleasure will never be interrupted. Baruch Hashem. That means praise God. As Barshishka was departing, he turned to Rava and he made a comment. He said something to the effect, "The eye that wishes evil to come upon you should be detached from its socket." And Rava answered, "Amen." And Barshishka went to the ruler, and wouldn't you know that his eye became detached from its socket. And so our sages say, "Well, I thought that Barshishka was the friend of Rava." And many would say, "Yes, he was." But we see, kids of all ages, that Barshishka was really the enemy of Rava. How was he the enemy of Rava, Dr. Akiva Gamliel? Well, anyone that tries to encourage us to indulge in physical pleasures, as Barshishka was trying to encourage Rava to do, is an enemy of HaTorah. And so Barshishka's eye became detached from its socket. So we're learning today that a taste of heaven is learning to love the Creator of the universe in such a very, very special way. And we're also learning that it's really naughty. It's really, really wrong to encourage another individual, whether they're a B'nai Noachide or a B'nai Yisrael, to depart from Torah study to engage in physical pleasure. So we shouldn't say to someone, "Hey, I see you're studying the Torah, but why don't you come and go with me to the movies? I know a really great movie that's playing right now." Why shouldn't we do that? Because we're taking a person who is loving God, who is appreciating God, and is who enjoying spirituality and encouraging them to trade in spirituality, to abandon spirituality for physical pleasures. Now, I know there are times that we all want to go places and do things together and have fun, but we should be careful that when one is studying HaTorah, when one is praying, davening, when one is trying to have a very special, wonderful relationship with the Creator of the universe, not to interfere, not to interrupt, not to disturb them, but to encourage them and to encourage that beautiful relationship that they're seeking with the Creator of the universe. Well, kids of all ages, thank you for joining with me. And may Hashem bless each and every one who indulges zealously in the observance of HaTorah and Tefillah and into spirituality. Shalom, shalom.